Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Manic Candace podcast. It's your girl Candace back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon, this good night, we are going to discuss Trump and these tariffs and the update as of today, April 9th, 2025. So, a tariff. What's a tariff, right? I had to look it up because I wanted to be as correct as possible as when I'm understanding this whole everything. Tariff is a tax or duty to be paid on a particular class of import to export, like things we buy from each other. When I say each other, I mean other countries besides the US. So us in China, us and Mexico, us in Canada. It is to my attention that 100 countries were hit with tariffs from Trump, and as of today, 70 of those countries want to renegotiate. Those countries did not retaliate because Trump threatened double tariffs for retaliation, and we have tariffs on China as of now, 125% USA tariffs on China imports, and China has an 85% tariff on US imports, and we're going to feel this if this keeps, because right now we're in a tariff war. This is what it is. And when I say we, I mean us Americans. And maybe our friends in China too. Maybe they'll boycott American products. I mean, they don't need us. We need them though. Like, all of our shit's from China. I mean, am I wrong for saying that? Let me pick up my Elf bar, China. This laptop, China. This cell phone, China. Everything. My brushes for paint. Medicine. There's a rumor going around. I think it's AI, but there's a rumor going around that Apple flew 5 planes full of iPhones to avoid tariffs. That is insane that would even be believable. I think it's AI, but it's so as of today, Trump issued a 90-day pause for those countries that didn't retaliate. So it was about 70 countries and they're going to renegotiate their tariffs. So, I mean, he kind of accomplished what he wanted. I'm not trying to stick up for this guy, but, like, with this 90-day pause and, like, come to the renegotiating table, I'm sure we'll get a better deal as America. Whatever that means. You know what I mean? I don't know what the current or the previous tariff settings were with these countries, but, you know, I don't even care. Like, why start a tariff? Like, what was the point? Like, honestly, what was the point? The stock market crashed, like, and it came back up 2,900 points today, the most in a single day since 2008. That's insane. And I'm not an economist, but let's do some fucking math. A tariff is a tax on imports and exports. Okay, great. The products we get from China will have an 125% tariff on it. That's insane. So think about your day-to-day products. Double it. And then, times it by 1.5 because the store has to make a profit too. So, like, along the way, pockets are getting greased, which increases the price of the product. So, paper towels, disinfectant, groceries. Oh, my God, groceries. Groceries are already expensive. How did they get to 10 bucks again? I don't even remember how they got to 10 bucks, but, you know, like I said, fuck them eggs. I bought a half carton of eggs for $5. I'm just like, I'll take it. It's just me. I'm not going to eat a full carton of eggs in like a week. And to my surprise, I have like 3 eggs left. But You know, I'm afraid. Part of me is afraid to go to the grocery store because I'm one person, and it's getting up there. And I, when I say up there, I mean like, why does it cost $80 for me to like get 4 bags of groceries? That's insane. I'm down to buying rice and Spam. And I had rice and Spam, and like I made Spam musubi. It was so good. I had the seaweed and I had the teriyaki sauce and I had the rice, the sticky rice. It was in the Spam. It was so good. So shout out to everyone who likes Spam musubi. It's so good. If you never tried it, please try it. It's a good snack or dinner or breakfast. Honestly, it's good for any time of the day. Anyways. Everything's gonna go up. My car, you know, when I say my car, I mean like the car that I want to buy in the future. It's gonna be so expensive. Parts are gonna be expensive for those of you who get in a car accident, God forbid, you know, but you need a car part. It's gonna take a long time, and then there's gonna be a tariff on it, most likely. He put tariffs on our allies, which I don't understand. Let's talk about Trump for a little bit. Since he's been in office since January, you know, a lot of people have been fired, and it's like he doesn't care. He kicked Elon Musk out of the White House, finally, which I told you was going to happen. It was just a matter of time before he gets really annoying, and to my guess, he got really annoying, and he got kicked out of the meetings, and sure enough, out of the inner circle at the White House, and he just stopped going to the White House. I haven't seen him tweet from the White House in a while. I think he's cut down on the ketamine, because he hasn't tweeted so erratically. Either that, or I blocked him. Which I don't think I did, because Elon has a way of, like, unblocking himself, even if you blocked him. It's weird. So, I wonder if there's going to be tariffs on, like, my podcast. I'm just kidding. But there's, like, the tariffs already hit, like, some, I have a favorite creator. I'm not going to put their name on blast, but they went from $5 to $6.99, and I'm like, damn. For a membership, I was like, I don't know. So, China is not actually paying the tariffs. We are. China is not signing a bill like, oh, here's 100%, here's the 100%, 125% on top. Here you go, USA. Can we give you the goods now? No. Amazon has already started to cancel orders from China in anticipation for the tariffs. So that means the supply that they have now is going to get more expensive. Simple economics. I'm not an economist, but it's like supply, demand, prices go up and down based off supply and demand. We have low supply, we have high demand. Prices are going to go up. So, if I were you and you're able to, I would stock up on things that, like if you always wanted like a mattress, or if you always wanted like a treadmill, or you always wanted whatever you always wanted, get it, because it's about to be not worth it. If things double, small businesses need ingredients, right? Let's take a slime business, for example. They need glue, they need borax, they need water, they need mixers, they need dye, they need scent, they need add-ins. Where do they get that from? China. Okay, when they order their products, they're the ones that's going to have to first foot the bill. It's the small businesses, the corporations. They're first going to have to foot the bill for these tariffs. And then they're going to calculate, like how much they have, how much they think they can sell, how much they've sold in the past based off this time, blah, 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 do a bunch of metrics, and then release the product at a different price, which is going to be a higher price. But we can't anticipate these prices just yet because people are, like today, like Trump announced a 90-day pause on tariffs. The stock market went up. So it's just like, this whole thing is like a money grab. You know how many people became millionaires overnight because of just one decision? So if you didn't buy during the dip, like I feel kind of sorry. I didn't, but like, cause I don't participate in this casino. That's my opinion. Is the stock market is just this fucking casino. How is it not a casino? I don't gamble. So, like, gambling to me is like a disease, like an addiction. So, I don't want to participate because people get hooked so fast. When I was little, I won the jackpot at the Peter Piper Pizza ticket, and like you could trade tickets for prizes, so I won the jackpot, and I never like felt so like if that was money, I would be hooked immediately. I could only imagine. So what was the point of the tariffs? Well, Trump's logic was that he was protecting American industries, he was going to bring back jobs to America, and he was going to reduce the trade deficit. I think he's reducing the trade deficit with these renegotiations. I would think that's what he's trying to do. Bringing back jobs to America, we moved manufacturing jobs overseas because we didn't want to do those jobs. So what jobs is he bringing back to America? What jobs exactly? I'm confused. I'm genuinely confused. Is it like software engineer jobs? Is it manufacturing? But like what jobs? So back in the day, there was a trade war with China in between 2018 and 2019. There were tariffs on steel, aluminum, and Chinese technology. I kind of remember that. But around the corner was, of course, COVID, and everything went to shit. So we don't have to talk about that. But, you know, it was a shitty time. Rest in peace, Grandpa. So it's awkward now that, like I said, we have tariffs on our allies, Europe, Canada, and Mexico, to be specific. It's awkward because we're like right next door and the other one we would bleed for. And so I don't get it. I don't get the hate. So Trump. I think Trump said that he was going to double tariffs on countries that retaliated. And he's offering the 90-day pause to every country except China. He's like, China can go fuck themselves, basically. Which I don't... After the whole cancellation... Oh, TikTok might get canceled again. But after the whole cancellation of TikTok the first time, a group of people went to this app called Red Note. And like, let me tell you about my experience on Red Note for a little bit. Red Note was it's the number one app in China, and it was used to communicate. It was like TikTok, but it was more edited to fit the rules of the Chinese government, if that makes sense. I'm not saying it was propaganda, but I'm saying you wouldn't find drama on Red Note. You wouldn't find like the stupid shit that we look at in America on Red Note. And you wouldn't like see half naked women on TikTok. I mean, you wouldn't see half naked women on Red Note like you do TikTok. So it's just a different place, but it's used for to spread knowledge and just spread art and to spread lifestyles and tips and recipes. So it was a good place. I know that because I made an account and I just saw video after video of Chinese people shocked and welcoming of Americans on their platform and how they couldn't believe that America was coming to Red Note. And like, they, it was so sweet how they were like, America, you are our friends. It's not a Chinese accent. I'm not trying to sound like I'm Chinese. But they're like, hi, Americans. Like, you are our friends. Thank you for being so nice to us. And I was like, wow. And we were saying the same thing. And, like, we were like, we're not your enemies. Like, because we're not. Like, no American sits down all day like these damn Chinese. Like, who does that? Like, nobody. So, I mean, it's a shame because it creates these tariffs and this war and this rhetoric in the media, especially after COVID. Like, it creates this divide between us and China, like, that isn't necessary and it's harmful. It's really, really harmful. Because it, like, creates narrative for young people that, oh, that's our enemy. And, like, sometimes Americans don't know why they're fighting. They don't know the real reason why they're fighting their wars. Let's just say that. So it's like, it's easy for younger generations to be brainwashed. So, like I said, the economic impact for these tariffs would be higher costs for the businesses. And those businesses are going to pass the cost to us. Hair is going to get more expensive. When I say hair, I mean like extensions. Like, it already costs $80 a pack of hair. $80 to $120. That's going to double. The hair oil, the Fenty body butter that I like to buy, everything's going to double. I can't afford that. And then I wonder, like, is my rent gonna double? No. I hope not. I don't think the math works that way. But farmers are gonna be crushed by these tariffs significantly. And that means our groceries, like I said earlier, are gonna be hit by these tariffs. Like carrots. I watched carrots go from, because I eat carrots. I watched carrots bag go from $1.50 to $2.80. Now they're probably going to be $5 a bag. That's crazy. This is going to hit, like, you thought Biden was bad? Biden times were bad? You thought Biden times were bad? This is going to be a lot worse in about 6 weeks. Because I feel like people are buying as much as they can now before it hits, before it really hits, before the chain reaction hits the consumer. Because right now, tomorrow, when those freights hit the sea, those imports come from the sea on the coast, before they can receive it, they're going to have to pay a tariff. Before they send it, they're going to have to pay a tariff. It's crazy. I was joking, and I want to talk about this later on. We're in a recession, okay? Like, I was joking on Twitter. I was like, I'll take this so-called recession seriously when Klarna is on LouisVuitton.com. But Louis Vuitton doesn't have to be collaborating with Klarna in order for me to take this recession seriously now. It's hit. If I'm cooking rice and Spam, that means we're in a recession. Recession indicator. It fed me for like 3 days. With one can of Spam. It was amazing. you know, like I explained with the hypothetical slime business earlier, that the U.S. manufacturing is going to be hit with higher supply costs. So I don't know if you aren't hip to this. Most businesses get their supplies from China, whether it's their packaging, There's just the product itself, parts for the product. A lot of Chinese companies, they bank in the U.S. So I wonder if tariffs are going to hit on if baking's going to stop between the two countries. I wonder if that's going to halt. That's going to be interesting. Jeez. So, did we see this coming? Experts say yes, if you look back. And I've seen the videos. Kamala and Trump both warned us about his proposed tariff idea. And I think some of us weren't listening. Because obviously, like, I see people from both sides really coming together. Oh, let me tell you about this. Last weekend, I went to go get some cookies. I tried Insomnia cookies for the first time. It was so delicious. So shout out to everyone who knows about Insomnia cookies. Shout out to Insomnia cookies. It was so good. But anyways, I was on my way there. And, like, there were just people with, like, signs and, like, paint on their face. And, like, there were people, like, honking and people cheering. And, like, there was, like, cops, like, directing people where to go. Like, all nice and shit. And I was like, what's going on? I thought, because, like, I live downtown. So I thought maybe it was a game. Maybe it was a concert. Maybe it was a protest, and it was a protest nonetheless. But little did I know that the protest was worldwide. Millions of people in the country and millions of people around the world at the same time on the same day protested. Maybe not the same time, but the same day they protested against these tariffs. And I was like, wow. I just walked through history. I just walked straight through history to go get cookies. That was cool to see. I didn't see any black people. People were looking at me like, where is your sign at? And I'm like, okay, why are you looking at me like that? But yeah, people were looking at me like, where's your fucking sign? And I'm like, I'm just gonna go get cookies. So, is that bad that I wasn't protesting? I don't know. I'm bipolar. I can't be doing shit like that without being accused of being manic. I'm sorry. I gotta watch my behavior. So, you know, his supporters, Trump supporters say that nationally they say that there is a Buy American vibe. Like, there's a push to Buy American, and that's a good thing. I don't think that, like, what do we produce exactly? Like, what do we do? Like, you know, like, we have, no, honestly, like, what do we do? We have porn. Are they gonna buy porn? No. Like, we don't even have drugs. We don't even have that. Like, we have patents. We have intellectual property. Property. We have art. I'm trying to think about, like, we have potatoes. We have potatoes. Do they want any cacti? Do they want any cactuses in China? We can import cactuses. Yeah, we don't do much. So I don't know where this whole, like, buy American, like, buy, okay. I want an American iPhone that's made in China. How does that work? So, like, I really, 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 really wanted a iMac. And I'm going to get one still, but it's going to be so expensive. It's going to be, like, $5,000 now. Ah! More, like I mentioned, more expensive electronics. Cars. And potential job loss due to, like, the prices rising in, like, these industries. So, let's say if we wanted to keep prices of cars at a reasonable amount to where people aren't, like, say, forget it, the dealerships decide to fire people. Hey, if I replace this whole team of people with AI, I could save $250,000 and I can keep the cars at a reasonable price. And take that logic with, like, any company. Let me hire AI. Like, these tariffs are going to make it easier for businesses to hire AI. I promise you. So, in the name of patriotism, we're doing this. It's so stupid. It's like, it's not like we have, we probably do, but they're not any good because I haven't heard of them. But like, we don't have any, like, why are we trying to compete with Chinese products? China's gotten real good at their products. I don't know about you, but, like, back in the day, like, they were really cheap and rinky-dinky. But, like, now, like Temu. Like, Temu, like, a year ago was real rinky-dinky. You know, broken products and shit. But, like, now they're getting a lot better. And I fear they ate a little bit. But that's just one example. It's, like, these products, like, China has the manufacturing industry on lock, okay? Their people, they're accustomed to, they probably hate it, but, like, they are accustomed to working so much. Their economy is kind of, like, based on, not based entirely, I wonder how much, but, like, part of it has to be based on us buying shit. So, will their manufacturers, will they slow down? They're already getting canceled orders from Amazon. That's kind of crazy. Like, that makes me think, you know, like, what are prices like? What? I have to double everything. Every time I, like, come to this whole, like, how much is it going to be? How much is it going to be? Double, babe. Double. 125%? Double. Those Clorox wipes that we like to buy, double. What else is from China? Any Mac product, double. I mean, Apple product, double. What else? These Elf bars, double. I'm going to be spending $50 an Elf bar. You got me fucked up. I will quit smoking once I see that price tag. You got me fucked up. This economy is going to crash. The Uber? Oh no. And like, you know, service industries are gonna take, like, purely 100% service industries like Uber, they are going to take advantage of these tariffs. And they're gonna be like, if they are willing to pay this much to go to dinner and to eat tariffs, they're gonna pay tariff prices for Uber. And it's just like, no. No. No, the only service that probably should be charging tariff money is pussy. You selling pussy, charge tariff money. If you're not from this country and you sell pussy, I'm just kidding. But yeah, everything's gonna go up. Everything's gonna double, and I think there is an illusion that America, I mean, not us, but, like, to the rest of the world, that we are tough and that we are rich and that we can withstand this. I'm here to tell you, everybody, we're not. Especially us older millennials who are starting to take over in spaces like the workspace and the doctor's office. Yeah, we still can't afford homes. And you're going to put another Here's another thing. We can't afford homes. Well, who is this we? Some of us can't afford homes. And this is like our fifth recession. Let's talk about the recession real quick. In 2008, most of us lost our homes. I lost my home. In 2020, we had the pandemic and we had a recession. Between 2008 and 2020, we were gaslighted. One of those years, we had another recession. It felt like 2008 never ended because no one really... People were rich in 2008. Let me tell you, people, like, for today's standards, even, people were rich. Everyone was rich. Wealth was able to flow evenly, if that makes sense. Now, wealth is, like, so high at the top, and only for a few, because they keep it within the family, and they have these clubs, and they keep it all in the social clubs, and it's like this whole debutante. We say we don't have like a royal society, but we kind of do through money. It's weird. And you have to be a certain angle to really see it. Like, I've been a server for a golf club, and like I've served the rich. I have a whole episode about it, but like you know, the rich, some of them think they're different because they're rich. Like a different species, I'm saying. It's weird. Anyways, as a millennial, this is like my fifth recession. And I ran out of fucks to give. You know, it was... Things were fun while they have it. I'm going to cherish everything that I own. I'm going to, like, I want to buy books, but maybe instead of buying books, I should journal. Or maybe I should read the books that I haven't finished. Which sounds like a more economic idea. You know, I'm cherishing the food in my fridge. I'm cherishing the stuff that I have for entertainment. Like I said, if services take advantage of these tariffs, like, it's not going to cost more to provide internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, internet's not going to, like, bypass China and, like, pay a tariff. But if these services start taking advantage of us paying tariffs, I'm going to fucking riot. This is Candace with the Manic Candace Podcast. Thank you for listening. Please share this episode with your friends, family, and your followers. And I bid you adieu, my friends. Bye-bye.